dowry system, role reversal, India. And this is the actual chapter 4, Ashish 9. As Nita stood triumphant above her fallen hubby's body, with his neck placed firmly on the ground, her generous heart was filled with love and pride in her husband, that the hubby could feel repentance and he wanted to do penance, and he had submitted to her. She suddenly remembered this first wildly girlish dates and dates they had before marriage, when they would go out and Rajesh would be a handsome, laughing youth without a care in the world and giving her lots of love and affection before his family took over and forced him to behave as a deeply patriarchal cog in an exploitative machine. She remembered the girlish shining eyes and adoration in her as she faced up to him. She said gruffly, "Stand up, pig." He stood up. "I'm still your mistress, but I'm giving you one chance at redemption, pig." She nastily sneered, but it's all make-believe. Her heart was not in hatred, but in affection and love. She felt like a mother who had spanked her son, and now the son had accepted his guilt and all was forgiven. She said, "You can place your big clumsy paws on my ass, like a slave boy that you are." Rajesh gingerly felt her ass. He was always an ass man, and he was happy. His cock was even more happy than him, but cock couldn't get erect, so it was very painful for him also, but not so much. Pre-cum kept on flowing from him, from his semi-erect, semi-flaccid penis, which was rapidly trying to erect. And she said, "Squeeze my ass." He squeezed her ass. She said, "Now repeat. Jai Devi Nityamb." He repeated, "Jai Devi Nityamba. Victory Goddess Buttocks. Victory Goddess Buttocks." And she said, "Keep on squeezing and keep on repeating this mystic formula, this mantra. Can you do it, boy?" And for good measure, she slapped his face, because she had liked face slapping her hitherto dominant husband. At the same time, her pussy was convulsing in joy. He sniffed, sobbed, was so ecstatic. Mistress had allowed him some redemption. Mistress had given him some erotic job. Mistress had allowed him to touch her buttocks. He said, "Yes, mistress, yes, I want to do it. Jai Devi Nityamba. Jai Devi Nityamba." And she put one palm, fingers, hand on his right nipple with her left hand, and with her right hand she gently encircled his balls, which had been kept free in spite of the chastity belting, because she wanted to feel his balls. So she squeezed his balls, squeezed his nipples, and gently intoned, "Jai Prabhu Tejas. Victory, Lord Simen. Victory, Master Sperm. Jai Prabhu Tejas." And like this, the couple slowly, slowly tried to move over from the dark, depressive hatred and antagonism and guilt and anger into redemption, into forgiveness, into please. At the same time, every time Mr. Squeeze balls, Simmons locked around and entered his system. As his penis erected, unknown to him, he said, "Take a deep breath, Rajesh. Hold your breath and squeeze my ass. And repeat the mantra." And he took a deep breath, inhaled, and squeezed her ass and said, "Jai Devi Nityam. Victory Goddess Buttocks. Victory Goddess Buttocks. Victory Goddess Buttocks." And she gently and slightly painfully squeezed his balls and squeezed his nipples and said, "Jai Prabhu. Tejas. Victory to Lord Simen. Victory to Lord Sperm. Victory Master Sperm. Victory Lord Simen. Jai Prabhu. Tejas." And slowly, 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 they became a happy and loving couple. But she never let him out after that night ever again. And he never wanted to. He accepted whatever whippings, whatever butt-fucking she gave him. And while butt-fucking him, tenderly she used to squeeze his nipples and his balls. And she knew very well this carcinogenic viscous white precum that, transparent precum was harmful for his balls, harmful for his prostate health, for the prostate enlargement, for prostate cancer. She knew, as per the Sanskrit texts, that this was carcinogenic, and she was happy that it was flowing out of him, and she was helping her husband. She was happy that she was mistress of a great, big, powerful slave, a brilliant slave, who was very good at his work, and now was a total slut boy for her punishment. And he would bend over whenever she ordered him and accept. When her sisters came to visit, they found Jiju, their darling and feared brother-in-law, now in Brazilian thongs, with his naglas or buttocks displayed, proudly displaying the tattoo wife's property, and in a frilly apron, which was hung from his pierced nipples, and he would be standing there with a tray of drinks, offering them cigarettes and red wine and white wine. Sometimes he was kneeling and paying homage to their cunts and assholes. Sometimes he would be licking his own mistress, his Rani, his Devi, his goddess, his Malkin, his owner, Nita. Sometimes he would be kissing their feet. Sometimes they would be placing their feet on his nipple's neck. And he begged pardon for his many mistakes and arrogance against their family, against their parents. And they often spanked him or used a rattan cane on his ass to drive his. But one thing, Nita was firm. She didn't allow any sister to butt-fuck him. That was for her only. And when their beloved Jiju, their gigantic Jiju, would be squeezing their Didi's nitamba, buttocks, Didi's gar, and mumbling, "Jai Devi Nityamba, Victory Goddess Buttocks," and she would be squeezing his balls and his nipples in a very mistressful but maternal, loving gesture, and he felt warmth and pain flooding through his system, and he knew that she was there for him, and she would always control and command him. And actually, he admired the fact that she knew so much about femdom literature. She had done so much research that she had found a cock cage, a vibrating butt plug, a double-ended strap-on dildo, and actually gone to the very traumatic for an Indian girl experience of visiting a sex shop 20 miles away from their own town and anonymously purchasing all the stuff so that she could give him the punishment that he deserved. And when his mother-in-law came, she was shocked to find her damad, her Jamai Raja, had been converted into the Jamai Suar, or a slut pig for the family, and a gulam, her daughter's gulam, her daughter's slave boy. And her daughter had become the Maharani of her Patidev, and the Patidev would be greeting her by kissing the ground beneath her feet, and she would be placing her proud feet triumphantly on his head and nape of his neck, and press his nose further into the ground to show his absolute inferiority in front of rulership and suzerainty. Jai Hind.